Thus he cast down 10,000. Point being that in this history, if you look closely, you'll see that God is still interacting, watching over his people. And remind yourself, his people at this time are not in a righteous condition. But God is still watching over his church until the 70 weeks is accomplished. And you can see this prior in history with Alexander the Great also. This is from a historical narrative as well. And let me get the reference for it. I think this is Josephus. But it had been predicted in the Bible that Tyre was going to be totally destroyed, and Alexander the Great was the man the Lord used to do it. And the story in connection with that is also worth bringing in at this point to once again emphasize this point that God was involved with his people throughout this history that was taking place. While conquering Tyre, Alexander sent to Jerusalem for supporting forces, but being subjects of the Persians, they declined. Whereupon Alexander marched on the city, intent upon annihilating it like Tyre. The Jews fasted and prayed, entreating God to deliver them from the fury of Alexander. God directed the high priest in meeting the emergency. The high priest led a procession of the priest with the official guard and a multitude of citizens out to meet Alexander. Josephus records, "For Alexander, when he saw the multitude at a distance in white garments, while the priest stood clothed with fine linen, and the high priest in purple and scarlet clothing with his mitre on his head, having a golden plate whereupon the name of God was engraved, he approached by himself and adored that name, and first saluted the high priest. The Jews also did altogether with one voice salute Alexander and encompassed him about. Whereupon the kings of Syria and the rest were surprised at what Alexander had done and supposed him disordered in his mind. However, Parmenio alone went up to him and asked him how it came to pass that when all others adored him, he should adore the high priest of the Jews. To whom Alexander replied, I did not adore him, but that God who hath honored him with his high priesthood. For I saw this very person in a dream, in this very habit, when I was at Dias in Macedonia, who, when I was considering with myself how I might obtain the dominion of Asia, exhorted me to make no delay, but boldly to pass over the sea thither, for that he would not conduct my army, and would give me the dominion over the Persians. For that he would conduct my army and would give me the dominion over the Persians. Whence it is that having seen no other in that habit, and now